Now, as we know, Ireland is looking forward to a further easing of COVID restrictions tomorrow when hotels reopen, and next Monday, outdoor hospitality. But in parts of Scotland, particularly around the Glasgow area, they could be looking at staying in strict lockdown despite a relaxation of restrictions in other parts of the country and a successful vaccine rollout, with over 2 million Scots now fully vaccinated. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is expected to announce this week whether or not Scotland will finally, or Glasgow will finally, see a lifting of these measures that are now in place for 270 days. In England, the roadmap for removing all coronavirus restrictions is also uncertain. So what is going on, and is it all down to the B1617.2, or the renamed Delta variant, that is now dominant in the UK? Joining me is Antonia Ho. She's an infectious diseases physician and clinical senior lecturer at the University of Glasgow Centre for Virus Research. And good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So Glasgow is still at this highest level of level 3, no non-essential travel in or out of the city, gatherings in people's homes, and these strict controls as well around hospitality and business. What is going on there? Why is Glasgow out of step with much of the rest of Scotland?
Well, I guess, I mean, Glasgow is a densely populated city and has had very high infection rates throughout the pandemic. But, you know, they had noted a case rise, you know, just prior to the date where they decided to release from level 3, which I think was on the 17th of May. They noticed an increase in the number of cases, which they felt were linked to, as you say, the B1617. Which is now named the Delta variant, which originated from India. So I guess because of the case rises, and it didn't meet the threshold to go down to level 2, which would have been 50 per 100,000 population, they decided sensibly to keep Glasgow at level 3 and have, in the last couple of weeks, continued to monitor the case numbers in the area.
But is it even more localized than the city? It can be identified in particular areas of the city.
Yeah, that's right, Mary. It has initially been localized to a couple of postcodes in the south of the city, and now that's been expanded to, I think, around 5 or 6 postcodes. So, you know, they are collecting a lot of data, and it's believed to be linked, as you say, to this more transmissible variant. And there's been a lot of effort to do enhanced testing and also enhanced vaccination in the area. And it's allowed us time to see, you know, how much of these cases, what population are they affecting? It appears to be affecting younger population. So the majority of infection are occurring in those under the age of 45, which are, you know, the ones that are mostly unvaccinated. There are some people who have had one dose, but those who have had 2 doses of vaccination, hospitalizations have been rare. So they've, you know, given it time to see, you know, it translates to higher hospital numbers. So there have been some hospital admissions and a few severe cases requiring intensive care admissions, but a small number. And obviously, because of the lag time it takes for someone to develop the infection and get ill with it, it's given us time to kind of monitor that effect.
The UK has had a very successful vaccine rollout, over 2 million fully vaccinated in Scotland now. Is the pickup on vaccination in Glasgow and in these areas, these localised areas you're talking about, has that pickup for vaccination been good?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't have the specific data within these regions. Overall in Scotland, I think 59% of the population have had one dose, and now I think about 38% have had 2 doses. And I don't think in these areas the levels are any lower than in other areas of parts of Glasgow. We have noticed that those who are getting infected are the younger groups who have not been vaccinated so far. But of course, this has been stepped up. You know, there are kind of vaccine buses. There has been enhanced testing, and the vaccination has been been opened up to over 18s, particularly in these particular postcodes. So we now know there's some evidence released by PHE last week suggesting that the current vaccines that we have are effective against this variant. With two doses, it's around 88% effective, and one dose, only 33%. So we're really looking at those who've had two doses, but bearing in mind that only a third of the population have been fully vaccinated so far. So, you know, in these areas of focused infection, you know, hoping that stepping up the testing, vaccinating these individuals will help control this this outbreak. Mm-hmm. And there has been signs that, you know, the rates have been slowing down and stabilizing over the last week or so.
An announcement is expected from Nicola Sturgeon tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, about what is going to happen in Glasgow, because she said, and I think it's a Scottish term, it left her scunnered or a bit bewildered as to what is going on there. Do you expect a relaxation on the restrictions currently there?
I'm not privy to what what the government will decide. I think it's a really difficult decision. I think it was a difficult decision to keep Glasgow in level 3 2 weeks ago. And, you know, as someone who lives in Glasgow, who has, as you say, been in lockdown for over 9 months, everyone wants to to meet people inside, to meet friends and family inside, to go to a pub. I think the rates are coming down so far. Sure. So I think it peaked at 144. It's now come down to 128 okay. per 100,000. I think, you know, if they see that there's a handle that they've now got on top of it, she may make that decision.
All right.
But I don't know.
Antonia, thank you for joining us. That's Antonia Ho from the University of Glasgow.